Here I am with Orla Cashel. Orla is involved in an initiative which is of her own imagination to help. It's to help the homeless, is it?
Yeah, it's to give them one thing for Christmas. Literally, it is in the name. So do one thing and give one thing.
Okay. And do you want to tell me a bit more about it?
It's linking in with Good News to Go, which is getting young people together to pray and, like, you know, you make friends through it anyway. So it's a nice little community. So for Christmas, I wanted to do something different. So it's to bring something, whether it be a scarf, a hat, a blanket, or some chocolate, just one thing, to gather. We're gathering in St. Kevin's Oratory tomorrow night on Friday.
Where is that?
The Broke Cathedral.
Okay.
So, and to get together and hopefully have enough stuff to build up a little package and hamper and to be able to distribute so they have a present at Christmas, because it's not a nice time to be out in the street by yourself.
So by they, obviously you're talking about the homeless. So you want to be able to encourage people to come in, bring one thing, and it's got to be kind of a gift idea, but it's something warm.
Yeah.
It's practical, like.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Something that will make them happy.
And what sort of categories are you thinking about? What's happening?
So we recommended, like, if you go to Penny's, it's like €2 to buy a pair of gloves. You can buy a little set of a hat and scarf, a blanket, if you have an old sleeping bag, old coats, old jumpers, something that will actually keep them warm now that the nights are getting really, really cold. And then I like to say to bring some chocolate as well, because you can get those little chocolate Santas. So it's something that's for them necessarily. Like, I know a scarf and hat is for them, but a chocolate Santa is on a different category altogether, so that could be like make their night.
How are things going with it anyway? What's happening? I mean, how long has it been launched?
Well, we've kind of had a Facebook group for the last maybe 2 or 3 weeks, so a lot of people have been invited to that. We have a video that Brother Martin made and Jer recorded. It's it literally explains what it is, but Brother Martin added in, like, how many on one night, how many people were actually sleeping on the street. Like, it's powerful. It's made a few people cry. And then my sister's friend Sam and his students in NCI made a website called Give One Thing, as in not O-N-E, but the number one.com. And it has all the information on it. You can actually click to say you're donating, you're volunteering, and or you're doing both. So it has how much people, like, were actually sleeping on the street. Like, the 12th of November, there was 139 people on the street. There's a place to see how you can help. It says where it is. There's actually a map on the website. And then it links in on Twitter, so we can have a live feed going in as well.
Basically, you're trying to do something that's proactive. Yeah. And it's, but you're not starting a new organization or anything like that.
No.
You're already plugged into Good News to Go.
Yeah.
And what is Good News to Go?
It's a place for young people to gather and pray together. So the last time Elation were there and we had Mass and we were in Church Street, so we had tea and coffee at the end, and literally we were there for about an hour and a half just chatting. Like, it's a really good time because you see the same faces, so it's a chance to see everyone again.
Brilliant. And with regards to yourself, do you want to give us a bit of a background of who Orla Cashel is?
My faith journey started in Madrid, 2011, when my priest sent me to World Youth Day with Pope Benedict. So that was really literally the starting point in my faith journey right now. So we came back and I was involved in a congress. I go on the children's pilgrimage to Lourdes. And, well, I study it, so it's obviously a big part of my life. So now trying to give back to those who have helped me get to where I am at this point. So.
But you're a student, so where are you studying?
All Hallows from Gondra.
And what are you studying exactly?
Theology and psychology.
And what year are you in?
Third.
So is this your final year?
No, the rest of this year and next year.
Okay, and so just to go back and recap on this, just do one thing.
Website is Give One Thing. Yeah.
So, okay.
One being the number. So
yeah, the numeral, okay.
There's Good News to Go on Facebook, and there's Good News to Go One Thing event. And then the video is everywhere.
Now, when does it close? When's your closing date?
Well, the day it's on. It's on Friday the 20th at 7:30, St. Kevin's Oratory, the Broke Cathedral. So it's literally that night.
Yeah, okay, Friday the 20th of December. Bring what you can, bring one thing, and
give a helping hand.
Give a helping hand.
Pray or go out in the street.
stay and pray or go out on the street. Orla Cashel, thanks very much and the very best of luck with it.
Thanks.